Okay, there we go, guys. Sorry about that little delay there. Apologies. So good morning and welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we do have this quite messy, quite choppy market dynamic to try and navigate. We have an interesting, let's say there's interesting developments when you look at bond yields and what they're beginning to do now and what that means for these equity markets. And there seems to be some kind of rotation from your big seven to a much broader breadth. And that trade is looking really quite significant. Now, there's with regards to bond yields, we've got this dynamic where if you look at something like the 30-year, we've been in we've been seeing inverted bond yields now over the last couple of years. And if you look at the 30-year compared to the 2-year, we've seen the 2-year come down really quite aggressively, and they're beginning to uninvert. And that creates a very interesting dynamic for these markets. Let's show you the data. Really, it's the best way to do it, and then trying to preempt how that's likely to impact these markets, which is not really what you would expect, or what we've seen perhaps in the last 24 hours is perhaps not what you would expect with that type of dynamic. So it creates a bit of a problem. Okay, so please see the risk warning currently up on screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading financial markets. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. So just as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. What levels do we want to be getting in and out? How do we manage risk? Trade management and trade psychology are all very important features of these markets, of course. And we address these considerations every day in our live trading room in a very sort of live, practical dynamic, of course. And we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient as well where required. So firstly, let's look at this news flow, see if there's anything of note. So yesterday we had a bit of Canadian dollar inflation numbers coming through. Slightly lower inflation really broadly across the board for the Canadian economy. It's just coming in slightly below expectations with trim CPI, strangely coming in just marginally above. But yesterday we had the core retail sales, and we saw that these numbers come in. All right, we're talking about flat month on month retail sales numbers, but certainly an awful lot better than what was forecast. So flat numbers, and we saw an upside move in core retail sales, which is again far improved from what was expected. So on the economic side, things aren't as bad as perhaps, they're not great, but they're not as bad as we perhaps anticipated. CPI coming in, quarterly figure coming in for the New Zealand economy, coming in below expectations. So we're seeing all of these economies with this inflation number coming down. We've just had, ironically, kind of an upside down view of the UK, where the inflation number's not really coming down. We're at that 2% mark, which is perfectly fine. Where we have the problems is in the core CPI numbers, which is not really budging. So when you exclude food and energy, you really notice, and this is a problem for the Bank of England, is that it's staying stubbornly high up at 3.5%. So may prove a bit of a problem for the Bank of England. Nothing of any major concern for the rest of the day. Where there is sort of a bit of an interesting development is what's going on in these bond yields. So let's take the 2-year, for example. So if I zoom out a little bit, you can see we've spent the last couple of years trading above and below kind of the 450 level, sometimes dangerously high, where the risk levels were actually beginning to pile up, and There's a lot of talk about, you know, a significant recession. And then there's been other periods where we've kind of pulled back much lower, which is an easing of tensions, which would be supportive of equity markets. So zooming right in then, we can see that actually we have 2-year treasury yield, which is pulling back really quite aggressively. So over the next 2 years, and what this means is we have price of 2-year treasury notes going up and bond yields coming down. And that is an improvement of the overall risk dynamics. But as far as inversion is concerned, we always monitor the 2-year and the 10-year, and these are still significantly inverted markets, somewhere to the tune of sort of 27, 28 basis point differential between the 2 and the 10-year. So they still remain inverted. But now what we're seeing on a much bigger time frame is, and it's really just think of it as, you know, compensation for lending money. There's a lot more concern over the short term than there is over the longer term. But if you look at the 30-year, we pretty much have these markets, and they're looking like they're beginning to uninvert and normalize, really. And that's what we're talking about. Normally, when you get that normalization, inverted bond yields generally mean kind of economic conditions are worsening and you're more likely to experience this recession. The problem is there is no real sign of this recession. And we know about the AI story, and we know about the Fed's position regarding interest rates. They've been talking about cutting rates now for perhaps a year and a half. And we are yet to see a rate cut, but the markets have been pricing that in. And now we have this dynamic where the 2-year treasury yields are lowering. We're seeing bond yields uninvert, if that's the right phrasing of it, and normalize. So this 2-year continues to drop really quite aggressively. And if we just went back to, the end of May, so in a very, very short period of time, we've pretty much gone from 5% down to 4.45. So, and that gives the Fed a little bit more wiggle room to start cutting rates, of course. And the question is, what does this mean for financial markets? Well, if you look at treasury yields as kind of a risk profile, when treasury yields, when they push higher, people want a bigger return for, you know, buying those treasury yields. They're almost demanding a bigger return, which means the risks are a lot higher. So the opposite is true. When these prices go up and the bond yields come down, bond traders and investors are looking for, you know, slightly less. So the risks are reducing. And under a dynamic like that, and we have these normalizing of rates, certainly between the 2-year and the 30-year, we're pretty much back to at least even keel at this point. It just suggests that that's quite a favorable dynamic for risk. And so the question is, what part of the risk let's say specifically, which risky assets would we be focusing our attention on? And there seems to be a bit of a rotation out of tech and into markets like your the mid-cap and the smaller market capitalization companies of smaller market capitalization. So the little guy, so to speak, seems to be slightly benefiting from these financial conditions, with the Fed looking to cut rates, bond yields are coming lower, the overall risk dynamics of the markets are slowly fading away. We're now at a stage where we need to specifically cherry pick individual stocks and how they're likely to perform. And gold is another sort of high performing asset class. And you can see that the rally yesterday even, really, really strong rally, making all-time highs, and the continuation already today now. So we're up at these new levels. So we've got a dynamic where these bond yields are suggesting that it should be quite bullish for these equity markets. But what we're finding is the tech stocks are taking a bit of a hit, and we're seeing a bit of a broader expansion really across several markets. And we've been toying with this expression really for the last couple of weeks, which is like a risk on trades means your AI tech stocks, six or seven of the largest companies in the US, that's kind of a risk on trade. And then when we have a risk off dynamic, it's not the usual kind of dollar, you know, yen type trades. It's really more about picking some of those medium cap stocks and seeing if they're going to broaden, and we're going to see a bit of an uptick on a much wider scale. And that seems to be the risk on, risk off dynamic. So in the European live trade room in just a second, we're going to look at these tech stocks and see how they're performing, because they seem to be dragging the indices lower, even though we've got quite a positive backdrop and we've got risk on conditions in the dollar. So the euro is looking a bit more constructive, the pound dollar. We had a bit of a turnaround yesterday, not really in line with expectations. So we're expecting the dollar to strengthen just a little bit. We actually saw ultimately a bit of a reversal across the board yesterday. So what does this mean for these markets? Really, we should be looking to buy only. It sounds like a ridiculous position to take, that there is no real sell trade. Technically there is, but when you look at sort of market fundamentals, doesn't seem to be the case. Just while we're looking at the Nikkei, which is like a structural failure trade to the downside, we've got a similar setup occurring with the dollar yen. Let's see the same sort of structural failure trade in the euro yen. Not quite there yet in the pound yen, but our expectation would be for short-term bearish move. Could that give us a bit of an opportunity to get into the Nikkei? Perhaps it will. And then European stocks, we're in a horrible little sideways pattern here. Our bias is that we'd probably rally down to these lows. But what are we going to get once we get there? Really not too sure. Our bias is lower for the DAX as well. We've got this little upward channel, which is a bit problematic. So from a clarity perspective, it's a bit of a difficult one. A lot of the market fundamentals are suggesting really we've got quite a positive market dynamic. Soft economic landing in the US, a Fed that's looking to cut rates. We've got 2-year and 30-year bond yields just leveling out now, so no longer inverted. And a bit of a mixed bag for the dollar off the back of yesterday's price action. So we've seen a bit of a strong rally in the pound, dollar yen. The yen could be worth looking at. Just really quite a messy market dynamic. So a bit of a strong reversal really since yesterday. So the yen is proving quite interesting. We can have a look for a bit of short-term yen strength. There is potential technical structural failure trades in things like the NASDAQ below the 2162. So there's a few trades to perhaps focus our attention on. The Dow Jones, this is a good example of that sort of broadening outside of that tech stock narrative. Two, four, 5 day, really quite strong, really strong rally above these moving averages we've just made. And again, yesterday's move is really quite exceptional. So the challenge of these markets really continue. From a backdrop perspective, from a summary perspective, we've still got quite indecisive market conditions, really. We're seeing a bit of selling, but that seems to be a bit of a rotation within the indice and the equity asset class itself. Potential dollar strength, be selective. We were really focusing yesterday on the euro dollar and the pound dollar. Something might still come of the euro dollar. Doesn't fill us with huge confidence. And we've still got that crude oil trade. So just commodities, just quickly. We are below that $80 level. What we have now is quite a nice little... we did get that pullback into that $80 yesterday that we were waiting for. Now what this is creating is a bit more of a structure with potential better quality entry, stop loss above the $80 level. And perhaps you're looking at like a $1 risk on the trade if we get further momentum to the downside. So what we'll do is we'll just take this low. So 28 low, that's the 27, right, 79, 27 low. So we get further momentum to the downside there. We can look to take that trade and just add to it. Gold, like really, really, the Dow Jones and the big move we've seen in gold. So here's an opportunity. It's a structural failure trade. It's the yen may find a bit of strength. Certainly have a nice sort of, just don't forget, this is our all-time highs in the Nikkei, and the rollover to the downside. Clearly defined structural failure trade. So look, we've got a couple of little opportunities. So right. So broadly speaking, we've got quite mixed market dynamics. You know, we used the word potential dollar strength. We were certainly looking at one point yesterday as if we were going to get some decent follow through. And because we've got this sort of choppy, indecisive market dynamic, it failed to materialize in any significant way. It still might do, but, you know, when markets don't move in line with your expectations, you kind of, your expectation levels naturally just lower. We haven't really seen the move. We could just pull the plug on the trade and get out of it. We're just going to stick with it and see if we can use a bit of capital to just tease out what these markets are actually doing. So I just want to get the price for that Nikkei trade. So it's actually a trade that you could pull the trigger on right now. 41,000. We're selling these numbers from very, very high levels. There's the potential for, as a result, a bit of yen strength. Perhaps the if the dollar keeps weakening, the opportunity probably lies in the dollar yen, but it's kind of a short term. So 79.27. Okay. Depending on how pronounced the this rotation is, if we get further weakness in the equities, there could be an opportunity to start selling the S&P and the NASDAQ. We're going to get a bit more sort of update on that as the day unfolds, but the rotation trade seems to be alive and well, with the Dow Jones, the Russell all performing in a very, very positive manner. And you contrast that with quite a bearish view on the S&P and the NASDAQ. So it's just to do with which markets are benefiting from a rotation out of big tech. And we will analyze very shortly the performance of those companies. And don't forget, we're sort of in the midst of earnings seasons now for Q2. So they've been largely pretty positive, pretty stellar yet again. So that's all very, very positive. It's really difficult to trade or to start selling the US equities. It's not to say there's not a sell trade potential, but it's just broadly quite a difficult dynamic. We're firmly in this dovish Fed rate pivot, lower inflation, soft landing type dynamic, and which is risk on. It's broadly speaking, this indices higher. We're currently getting a bit of weakness, but our expectation is perhaps to buy the dip or buy the pullback. Weakness for the dollar, and I think that has sort of come home to roost really over the course of yesterday in the end. Bond yields lower, which is what we're pretty much seeing. And the potential for commodities to tick higher due to a weaker dollar is a little bit in the balance. Of course, we've seen a big move in gold, but that's more to do with the buy everything rally, which is the amount of capital in the system is finding a home in gold, as long as well as the equities and indice markets. Okay, so look, on that note, just be mindful that we are dealing with really quite choppy markets. They're very mixed in nature, and it's like using your capital just to tease out a couple of opportunities, and that's kind of the phase in which we're in. We'll have probably take profits on all of our trades. We trade with lower size, of course, which we've been doing now for a few months, because this dynamic is a bit of a strange one, but I suppose it is what it is. So look, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our live trading and education bundles on the website, starting from just $59 a month. For more information, just go to thelivetradingroom.com. Great stuff. On that note, guys, sorry we've gone on a little bit longer than expected, but we'll switch rooms now, and we'll see you in the European Live Trading Mentorship Room very shortly. Great stuff. On that note, guys, take care. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.